Welcome to the inaugural episode of the Film 45 podcast. I'm your host, Jeremy Wilker, and this podcast is all about the filmmaking business and news and related items that are happening around the Twin Cities, Minnesota, Wisconsin, Upper Midwest area. On today's episode, we're going to be talking with Andrew Peterson, the executive director of IFB Minnesota.
You're listening to Film 45.
And there we go. You are listening to Film 45. This is an idea I've had for probably over a year now, is to produce this thing. And I finally just decided in 2015 I was going to do it. And so this is, I don't call it episode zero if you want, but our first episode, first trial run, completely unrehearsed, and everything is done with a super compact mobile package, i.e. my iPhone with a mic interface hooked to it. So I'm just taking that approach to keep it as simple and as portable as possible, because if it's a hassle, well, of course, I won't do it. Anyway, what we got going on today is, again, this is a big experiment, and I need your help. So if you like what you're hearing so far, jump in. Give us some suggestions. Give us some feedback. Hit us up at film45.org. Again, the website is film45.org. And leave us a comment. Leave us notes on the podcast, whatever you want to do. Tweet me at Tweak, T-W-E-A-K, on Twitter, and I'll get back to you. Typically, we will have more than just myself on this show, but for this episode, I just wanted to do this proof of concept and get it going. So what we're going to do is we're talking with the executive director of IFP Minnesota, Andrew Peterson. And in terms of full disclosure, I am a board member also at IFP, so I do have a connection there, and I'm a longtime member. For those of you who may not be familiar with me, I am a filmmaker, and I have made two feature films locally here. I've made some shorts, I've done some documentary work, and I have a business where I do commercial work. We'll leave that on the side. If you need to find me, you know how to do that. It seems like every week I meet somebody new who is working on some sort of film project. And sometimes there are people who have been doing it for a long time and I've never met them before. And, you know, maybe that's my own fault, but, I talk to other people and they have similar experiences. And I just don't think, you know, we're a big enough town that we shouldn't be so siloed and so clicky, maybe even, that we should be promoting and supporting and spreading the word about each other's work and just making connections and building up the scene. If it's better for me, then it's going to be better for you, and vice versa. So overall, that's always my goal, is, keep the scene local and make it healthy and robust, and nothing but good stuff is going to come out of that. Anyway, I'm going to stop rambling, and we're going to run over and we're going to chat with Andrew Peterson at IFP's new location at 550 Vandalia. That's right by the Crete and Vandalia exit off 94. It's awesome to have this new space. I'm super excited about it. I'm super excited about 2015 in general, but especially with all the new energy going on with IFP. So let's go, and we'll talk to Andrew right now. All right, I'm with Andrew Peterson from IFP Minnesota. And Andrew, you are the executive director of the organization now. And recently you kicked off the 2014 Independent Spirit Awards screenings with the Walker Art Center. Can you tell us a little bit about that right now?
Yeah, the Spirit Awards have been, it's their 30th anniversary this year. And they've been going on for 27 years in just New York and L.A. We then launched here. Their screening series designed for voting members for the Spirit Awards, sort of the independent Oscars. We partnered with the Walker Arts Center, and we screened Best Feature, Best First Feature, Best Documentary, and the Cassavetes Award nominees, which are for films that are made for under $500,000. We had about 1,500 people attend last year. They've been growing every year. We've had some. We had a sellout pretty much the other night for Selma, but you'll see a lot of these films. Already have seen a lot of them nominated for Oscars. So Whiplash and Selma, several documentaries, Assault of the Earth and Virunga are both nominated. Really great films.
Now, as executive director of IFP, your membership is a voting block for Independent Spirit Awards. Is that right?
Yeah. The Spirit Awards take place the day before the Oscars at a big tent in Santa Monica, and the voting academy. You're hearing some construction maybe in the background. We're in a new space. Our voting, all of our voting members for IFP branches throughout the country, they're the only people who are eligible to vote. And the screenings are basically designed to educate them about films that they haven't seen, give them a chance and an opportunity to see them in person on the big screen as they're supposed to be seen. But members also receive free DVD screeners of many of the films and have access to other ways to be able to see the films and then be an informed voter.
And now we have the Sundance coming up in about a week from the date we're recording this. What are your big plans? Do you have any highlights you're seeking out or you recommend? What's your day look like when you're out there? Are you just networking or, do you get to have some fun too?
It is a lot fun. Yes, it's a different type of fun though. It's work fun. So it's we definitely spend. I spend a lot of time there in meetings and very little time actually watching films. I used to work for Sundance and worked there for 3 years. And in those 3 years, I think I saw two films. And in the time in between, I don't see much. I see a lot of them in the weeks after Sundance, where I will be getting screeners and other things, and have been aware through reviews and networking that take place there about films that and filmmakers we'd like to bring here. And we have programming partners and friends that are sort of our eyes and ears on the ground there. But my general day is the Knight Foundation is based in Miami, and they've been a fantastic supporter of IFP. They also support Sundance, and they're doing a big event at Sundance this year. So part of my time out there is to be working with Knight about we're going to be launching a screenwriting competition later this year. And then we're bringing Sundance here for two big events in 2015. They have a thing called the Film Forward Initiative, which is filmmakers who've been in the festival will come out here, and it's about the future of film and engaging communities and getting films out in different ways. And then also we'll do a Sundance Short Film Workshop, which is going to be around the same time as Film Forward. So I'm going to be meeting with Sundance, meeting with Knight Foundation, Entertainment Partners. I think I'm going to be on a panel for them about tax incentives and shooting on location, and then just meetings with filmmakers, networking, getting people to come out here for our filmmaker conference, for our masterclass series, and stuff like that.
Yeah, that's great. And, we had, I guess, two notable success stories locally last year with Kimiko the Treasure Hunter filming here and with Dear White People filming here. And, both of those have seemingly, gone on to a lot of buzz, a lot of notability in the wider community. So that's great to see. Now, as you mentioned, you might have heard some construction noise. We are in the new IFP space. Things are being worked on as we're talking, but I'm a new board member with IFP, in full disclosure here, and I feel a lot of excitement in 2015 going forward. Can you tell us what's some things to look forward to as an existing member, and why should somebody join up?
Yeah, well, you know, media and media arts are, and those skills are a 21st century skill set. We're not just an organization for people who want to make a film and get it into Sundance. It's about finding your voice, telling your stories, engaging with communities. You can be a marketing executive. People have websites. Writers oftentimes now need to create video trailers for their books, and choreographers need to document their work for grant applications. We're reaching out to all artists and all creative people and are looking for our space to be a crossroads for all of them, a place where everybody can connect and create. We have a large photo gallery. We have access to a large courtyard where we hope to do some outdoor screenings. I'm hoping to see some fashion shows, some spoken word performances. Music and every type of artist have a space where people can work and collaborate. And so often people are doing a multimedia sort of things as well. It's often that a fashion show is going to have a media component. We're a natural place for people to think about, as I said, to be a crossroads. And we've moved to this new facility so that we can be part of a larger community. The building is going to have, there's going to be a brewery across the way. There are architects. There are artist studios on the second and third floor here. There's a coffee brewer, a micro coffee brewer. There are photographers. There's a lot of creativity in this building, and there'll be, and it will have a large foot traffic, much more foot traffic than we had before. I think a lot of people may not have known we were even here, and people are going to come across us a lot more often, and then I think be inspired about what they can do, what kind of work they can create, and then find the partners that will help them do it. Not everybody has the skills. Our classes, we offer classes in at every level every skill level. So for people who are just looking to experiment and find out how to work on things, we have equipment that you will find for far below any sort of rates that you'd find at a commercial house. A lot of times people have their own cameras nowadays, but they don't have sound equipment or lighting equipment. So there's a lot of different ways that we can help. We train people on the equipment. We give advice. We have a fiscal sponsorship program. If you're looking to raise money for a project that you're making, there's an opportunity to. That's a tool for you to raise money. And then also part of that is getting our advice and counsel about how to market your film, best practices, connecting you with people who can help you realize your story and your vision, and just making sure that you've got all the right information before you start rolling. There are a lot of different ways that we can help folks, and my biggest excitement is that I think our visibility is going to be raised. We were sort of if you knew about us, you could find us. Now people are just going to come across us, and they're going to be inspired about all that they can do. It's a beautiful space, gorgeous place. There'll be events, parties, fun.
And what's the new address of the space? Why don't you tell everybody?
The new address, the development is called Vandalia Tower. It is at 550 Vandalia Street. It is right across from the Rock 10 paper plant off of Highway 94. That's my reference point for everybody. But really close to the Green Line, the Greenway is going to eventually be connect directly to our building. In the years to come, it's just going to get better and better here. But we're right. We're very strategically positioned in St. Paul, but right, but midway, right between Minneapolis and St. Paul, so we can really be. There's no excuse for somebody to not come, like to say it's too far. We're right. We're perfect. Perfectly placed.
Yeah. On the way over here, I noticed. The old space. It wasn't difficult to get to, but it's even easier in the new space. It's right off the Crete and Vandalia exit. Super accessible. So that's great.
And eventually more parking. The other space only had maybe 6 spots in street parking. There's going to be like a 300 car lot here at a certain point.
Yeah, and what's the website? I know IFP has been working on relaunching that, and that's coming very soon. But what is the web address, and how do people sign up for info?
Yeah, it's ifpmn.org. That's for Independent Filmmaker Project Minnesota. On our homepage, you'll see how to become a member, and you'll also have you can click through for our classes, our event schedule. We give out grants to media makers. We're going to have a new screenwriting competition. All this sort of information's available on the menu bar on the main page.
Yeah, and there's some of the programs particularly of note: the McKnight fellowships. The last feature film I made, my filmmaking partner Matthew was a recipient of one of the McKnight fellowships, and that was instrumental in furthering that step along for that film and format. So that was great. I can say nothing but great stuff about IFP. I've been a longtime member, and these programs are great. They are valuable. They are accessible, and I think that's what's really important.
Yeah, and we also have programs for the one you mentioned, McKnight. They've been a fantastic partner. They're for established, really just anybody who's beyond what we call emerging. So somebody who's who's been working has a sustained level of excellence in the work that they do, and we give out four $25,000 fellowships based just on a body of work. So there's no there's no requirement of future work to do or ways to use that money. But we also, through the Jerome Foundation, offer scholarships and memberships and other support to emerging artists. Our screenwriting residency we're going to have, it'll be a $10,000 grant that's given to a screenwriter. That is just going to be based on the screenplay. You can be at any stage of your career. You could be, just fresh out of film school, or have been writing screenplays your whole life. It's just based on the quality of the work.
Great, thanks. And is there anything else you want to, any news items we should mention in the very near future coming up?
Yeah, one thing, we are in the middle of a capital campaign. On our homepage, you can see about donating to the New Media Center. Any donation over $150 gets your name permanently on our donor wall. And, that's, you can show the world that your support for independent film. We are about halfway through a $200,000 campaign. So that's really great. We're ahead of schedule, but we still need more donations. And then upcoming, our filmmaker conference takes place in May, and right around May we'll have those two events with Sundance. Given that we're in a new space and we're sort of focusing on things, on settling in, our events for the first quarter this year are really restricted to our classes and our youth programs, and then we'll start reaching out more with our masterclass series and our other events, a little bit later in the year.
But we also have a cinema lounge. Is that going to continue every month?
Thank you. Yeah, they go dark December and January. So the third Wednesday of every month from February to November is Cinema Lounge. It takes place at Bryant Lake Bowl. It's a showcase of locally made films with the filmmakers present for a Q&A and conversation. And it's a really fun event. It's free, as many of our programs are and our offerings, and it sells out pretty much all the time. There's standing room at a lot of those events. It's a fun night, so if you haven't tried it out, give it a shot.
Yeah, those are always entertaining. And then I want to make mention the Docu Club, a longstanding group of documentary filmmakers who meet to show works in progress and critique each other's films. That first meeting in this new space is happening the 30th, right? Friday night. Is that true?
I'm not sure. It depends on construction right now. We're kind of going back and forth about that. But historically, yes, they meet here regularly.
If you have any inkling about documentaries or just want to contribute to the formation of a documentary, I highly encourage you to check it out. It's always fascinating. It's always eye-opening. There are so many documentaries being worked on around the region. Okay, well, I think that's about it for now. And maybe I'll see you on the street at Sundance. I'm heading out there as well. And maybe we'll visit you again and get a report from you and see if you managed to actually see anything while you were there.
Thanks. This was great.
All right, thanks to Andrew for recording that brief conversation earlier in the day today. And to wrap this up, there's a couple announcements I do want to make. And one of those is, if you're not a member of IFP, please consider it. It's a great value for a low cost. And one of the things you can do is, as mentioned in the interview, is you get to vote on the Independent Spirit Awards. As a member of IFP, you are one of the jurors of these indie awards. And these are great awards. These are typically, a really good stepping stone for mid-career, sometimes even first-time filmmakers going on to much bigger and better things. And it's always great to get these screeners and watch them and take part and see the amazing work that's being done out there. So as of today, it's Friday, January 16th, and there are still a lot of screenings happening over at the Walker Cinema, which is a great revamped new space to see a film. And some of the screenings left that you can see for free as a member are Stray Dog, Nightcrawler, Virunga, The Salt of the Earth, Blue Ruin, Citizen 4, Test, Dear White People, 20,000 Days on Earth, Birdman, Man from Reno, and let's see, a couple more. A Girl Walks Home Alone at Night, the first Iranian Farsi black and white vampire movie. You kind of got to check that one out. Obvious Child, Boyhood, Land Ho, and Whiplash. I saw the short of Whiplash at Sundance 2 years ago. I couldn't even get a ticket for it at Sundance last year. Of course, it's just been getting nothing but accolades left and right, so I'm eager to finally see the feature version of that. But the film mentioned before that, Land Ho, just a delightful, funny, super well done, but very small film. It's a road trip with two retired old buddies taking a life-changing journey to Iceland. And I don't know how much was scripted and how much was improvised, but I have a feeling the gentleman who is the star, who never acted before, he's a card. You got to check out Land Ho. And it's a film you can, watch with your parents. You can watch it with anybody. It's great. Anyway, so that's going to wrap up this first episode of the Film 45 podcast. I'm going to stop yapping and get this up online. I do want to hear from you. If you have a project you want to tell the world about, get in touch with me at film45.org or at Tweak on Twitter, and let me know what you have in the works. I'd be happy to feature you and do what we can here to bring more people to awareness on your project. That's the goal of this whole thing. Anyway, so let's just shut up and play the outro music. And be in touch, be well, make good stuff, and share it with us. Thanks.